North Dakota Native American Essential Understanding Number 2 is about learning and storytelling. It states, "Traditional teaching and the passing on of knowledge and wisdom was done through storytelling, song, ceremony, and daily way of life, often incorporating specific gender and age-specific responsibilities. These continue to be some of the best modes for learning for both Native and non-Native learners." In this episode of Dakota Datebook, we'll listen to Violet Smith, enrolled member of the Spirit Lake Dakota Nation, as she shares about stories from her grandma.
I know my grandma used to always tell me stories, and she'd tell me stories about how to put in a garden, and she'd go on with when it grows and keep it clean, grows, and then you dry a lot of it for the fall, for the winter, because in those days, they didn't have stoves, and I guess so sometimes they have to cook outside. And she said, "And our meat, we don't have no refrigerator, so we dry it." She said, "We dry the meat and corn, peas, mostly all vegetables, and meat, deer meat, and sometimes even ducks, rabbits," she'd say. And she'd go on, and that's the way it, she said, "You're going to live with all this. When you do this, then you're going to have your own children one of these times, so you got to teach them all what I'm telling you."
I'm Charla Stever. If you'd like to learn more about the North Dakota Native American Essential Understandings and to listen to more Indigenous elder interviews, visit www.teachingsofourelders.org. Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Funding for this series is from Humanities ND and the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.